بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتبعوا ما تتلو الشياطين على ملك سليمان وما كفر سليمان ولكن الشياطين كفروا يعلمون الناس السحر وما أنزل على الملكين ببابل هاروت وماروت وما يعلمان من أحد حتى يقولا إنما نحن فتنة فلا تكفر فيتعلمون منهما ما يفرقون به بين المرء وزوجه وما هم بضارين به من أحد إلا بإذن الله ويتعلمون ما يضرهم ولا ينفعهم ولقد علموا لمن اشتراه ما له في الآخرة من خلاق ولبئس ما شروا به أنفسهم لو كانوا يعلمون ولو أنهم آمنوا واتقوا لمثوبة من عند الله خير لو كانوا يعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. الله تبارك وتعالى in these verses, at the time of the nuzul of the Quran, Sahaba رضي الله عنهم spoke to the Jews, because it was the Jews of Medina Munawwara who would speak to the Arabs. And for years they would say to them that a man is coming. Soon his time is coming. His name will be Ahmad. His name will be Muhammad. He'll start in Makkah. He will end in Medina. They came to live there. But when Rasulullah ﷺ entered, he himself said, in Medina Munawwara there are 12 leaders of the Jews. If they accept me, then every Jew in Medina will accept me. But from these 12, only 2 were ready to accept. Everyone, however, knew the truth. So one Sahabi Ansari asked one of these Jews, he said, the reason we accepted Islam was because of you all. You all described him to us so much that the day we saw him, we said, this is the Nabi of Allah. It was your description, not ours. He said, what has made it that you will not accept this? وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Allah Tabarakallah says, when the Nabi of Allah would come to them, مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَهُمْ, and he would testify to the truth of whatever they had by them. نَبَذَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ. Then this group, they were ready to take the book of Allah, the Quran, and throw it behind them. This Ansari asked them that we accepted Islam because of you all. So one of the Jews gave out a secret. He said, if we're going to hold on to this Quran and accept it, then the power that we enjoy at the moment, we will have to lose all that power. So he asked them, what power are you speaking about? You must remember, the Jews in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were masters in black magic. But he gave a word, he never said black magic, he never said jadu. At that time he gave it and he said that Allah allowed us to get a knowledge which is called the knowledge of Harut and Marut. And if we have to accept this Quran, we will lose all of that. He said, we will never be prepared to lose the power that thing has given us. What was that knowledge, however, they were never going to tell the world. It was like a secret amongst them. As history would go on, they would say the hidden knowledge of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. But it had nothing to do with Musa alayhi salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about Sulaiman alayhi salam. He said, Sulaiman the Nabi. They said, Sulaiman is not a Nabi, Sulaiman the magician. They said, he did not do whatever he did except through black magic. He flew in the sky because of magic. He had the jinn working for him because of magic. Everything that was built because of magic, this verse was revealed. وَمَا كَفَرَ Sulaiman, that Sulaiman alayhi salam did not make kufr. However, in his error, there was something happening. And Allah Tabarakallah then says, وَاتَّبَعُوا, the Jews are not following anything of Sulaiman alayhi salam. However, they have died for that knowledge which was taught in his era. Now, what was taught in the era of Sulaiman alayhi salam? So this is in their scriptures, in their books. Quran made indication towards it. What we call Israeliyat, in the stories from the Christians and the Jews. And even in their books today, they speak a lot of the era of Sulaiman alayhi salam. That detail we don't want to go into. There was many years of history that they never allowed anyone to know anything about it. If anyone asked what was the knowledge of Harut and Marut, they would divert the thing far away. And they would speak about Harut and Marut, two angels. And they would give a very long story about these two angels. They came down in Babylon. They fell in love with one girl. They were two angels. They never understood why man could be so bad. Almighty Allah then said to them, I will give you all desires like man. They would mention that entire story. But that was never asked from them. What was asked is, what's the knowledge of Harut and Marut? I will translate these verses first. Then I will take you into a present era. And I want you to think about how much this knowledge has now filtered in our people. That will be one thing we will discuss for about 10 minutes. Then I will discuss the second, which is called working with the jinn. Why we never did it before and how lucky we were. Why today everyone is doing it and how everything is falling apart. This knowledge of Harut and Marut, Almighty Allah says in the era of Sulaiman alayhi salam, Nabi Sulaiman did not do it. وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ But in his era there were shayateen who had made kufr. They began teaching people as-sihra, black magic. And more in detail, black magic, وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى الْمَلَكَيْنِ They were teaching the people that knowledge which had been revealed to two angels in the lands of Babylon. One was Harut and Marut. This was revealed in the time before Ibrahim alayhi salam. We heard of Namrud. In that era it was revealed. Those who went into details understood that Namrud became Namrud. He was the mightiest of the satanic kings. Perhaps for 1,000 years he might have ruled. They said wherever his eye fell on, he took over. He was the superpower. When they went into the details of what made Namrud Namrud, they found out it was this knowledge of Harut and Marut. Whoever was ready to take it would become a mighty man. وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ When these angels would teach it to anyone. The question is, why did Allah send that knowledge? Had that knowledge not been sent, this exam wouldn't have started. In this exam, everyone knows what's good and what's bad. The jinn knows it and we know it. But the only thing that many a time prevents me and you from walking towards Allah is that the world can show us something which makes us think this is even better than what Allah is giving. If this world couldn't give a cure faster than your dua could get a cure, no one would have turned to the world, we would have gone to dua. Almighty Allah created a system that you will get a pain in your leg, first you will go for an x-ray, then you will run to the doctor, then you will run to the specialist. And after making one entire round and finally they tell you, sorry, I can't help. Then the man will say, the last resort is Allah. The exam of the world came that why couldn't the first resort be Allah? And starting with Allah's name, then you go looking for your shifa. But this world was going to give cure so fast. One headache would come, no one would ever read a dua. Because he would know Panado will take away every headache. His entire yaqeen came in a tablet. His yaqeen came in a woman who says, I'll go into your mind. One of the biggest problems of today's time is many women are not falling pregnant. How many they would fall in the past? In the past, a woman, the husband would have to tell her time to stop now. She's not stopping. Today, she's not starting. One Jamaat came from Palestine one time. They said amongst the black magic of the Jews that they have made in a water, they blow in that water and they sprinkle it in Al-Aqsa on people's heads. He said that thing is so powerful that if it falls on a person, that person's wife will never fall pregnant. He says, but amazing the barakah of the land of Al-Aqsa, that water has reached so many Palestinians, but they're not stopping getting children. The power of Al-Aqsa. He said, the magic doesn't work here. But they have that magic also. Amazing powers Allah Tabarakallah gave them. Now that girl can't fall pregnant. Now she has resorted to dua, perhaps she is not seeing results. She wants a child. If she is told, be happy with the decision of Allah, she is not happy. One reason is her mother-in-law, every time she meets her, is asking her, anything happening, anything happening. That's one of the last questions we ever ask a girl who's not falling pregnant. You think she likes it? Then what happens when she hears of someone who can read something? Someone who can go into the mind of someone? Someone who can just read something and boom, things will happen. I finished one bayan as I'm walking out. One person, because I spoke of jinn and tawiz, he forgot the whole bayan. The only thing he thought about is, I take out jinn. So he came running and he said, you got one tawiz for children. So I turned, I pointed to my child. I said, you see, that's my child. He's quite big, isn't it? He's my only child. He said, if I had a tawiz for children, I'll have law children. And if I had a tawiz for money, I'll be the billionaire in the world. I said, dua is what we do. And Allah is the one who gives. وَلَوْ بَسَتَ اللَّهُ الرِّزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ Almighty Allah says, but if Allah had to open up your sustenance how you wanted, لَبَغَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ Man would have become rebellious against his Allah. We would have lost the year after if Allah gave us everything. But she heard that there's one auntie who can read something and enter into your mind. She can then go into and talk with your body. She can go into every limb. She can find the blockage. She can remove that block. Now you will fall pregnant. She will ask, is there anything wrong with this? Obviously there's nothing wrong. That's why she went. But whoever went for body talk, they must understand once that opening started, there was the jinn also that was going to enter. This body was kept closed. What opened that? What allowed someone from outside to enter? Something had to be read. When we were small, we heard of a person who came to a cave, Ali Baba. He had a certain word, then the cave opened. Without that word, it couldn't open. What was that word? Allah Tabarak Ta'ala sent two angels, Harut and Marut. They came down with a unique knowledge. The basis of this knowledge was the name of Allah. So it was not impure at all. It was not haram at all. It was not dirty at all. It would create miracles in the world. It could take out the seeds from the ground without water coming. It could send the water from the cloud. It could move things around. It could capture voice and send it far in the world. It did what today technology is doing. Everything happened on the name of Allah. Was there anything wrong with it? There was only one thing wrong. That whoever used the name of Allah through dua remained the slave of Allah and died as the slave of Allah. And whoever used the name of Allah as a computer, that I'll touch this and this will happen, a time came where he forgot Allah and he only wanted the name. Namrud did it. The Pharaoh Firaun did it. The shayateen of the past enjoyed it. Allah Tabarakala said these two angels, whenever they taught anyone, they would say to them, إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ فَلَا تَكْفُرْ Remember, this is a major exam. Don't make kufr. What they meant is, if you're going to learn it, you're going to one day fall into kufr. فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا This had a unique system, this. It was a name, if I read it, a certain girl who I wanted could become mine. Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahimullah's Ustad was Mawlana Yaqub Nanotwi. He was a master of every fun, every field. He was a master of cooking. Whenever they wanted to give a dawat, the man would say, I'll give the money, but he must cook. He was the Sheikhul Hadith of Darul Uloom Dioband. Mawlana Yaqub Nanotwi, Sadr Mudarris. Once he said to Hazrat Thani Rahimullah, I learnt or mastered every field. In amaliyat also, making amal, reading something and wonders can happen. He said, I used to learn amazing, amazing ta'wizat. I learnt one that if you read it, that girl becomes yours. With that name you could make a marriage, with that name you could break a marriage. Because if you read it on your wife, she's yours forever. You could have read it on your sister-in-law also. He says, after learning this year, one day a thought came in my mind. That you got the power to get any girl you want. He said, suddenly I realized how dangerous this power will be to my iman. That can I use the name of Allah for dunya? That girl perhaps doesn't like me, but I got the ability to make her in love with me. He said, after that I made so much dua to Allah. This man had a memory he would not forget. He said, I made dua after dua after dua, that, oh Allah, remove this knowledge from my mind. Finally, my Allah took it out. I said, I make shukr to Allah. This was a threat to my iman, that I perhaps for years and years I was rooted for good. And one day that young girl would have walked past. And I'm an old man, and I looked at her. And I said, where was she when I was young? And then all I had to do is just read one word. And suddenly she's an ashika for me. They were scared of their iman. Allah Tabarakala said, the people when they learn from Harut and Marut, they learn from them that knowledge with which they could divide between husband and wife. They could have learned what could make it, but man won't do that. Allah Tabarakala says, and know this here, that وَمَا هُمْ بِبَارِينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ. With this knowledge, they cannot harm anyone except if Allah allows it. It is under the permission of Allah. But it's an exam, this. وَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ. Man would learn this knowledge, that which would only harm them, it would never benefit them. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا لَمَنِ اشْتَرَى. Listen to this verse, listen to the translation. Allah says, verily those people who purchased this knowledge, they knew very well, مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ, that in the year after, they're going to get nothing after this. وَلَبِئْسَ مَا شَرَوْ بِهِ أَنفُسَهُمْ. But because of the power of this knowledge, they were ready for it. They were ready for it. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. Terrible was that which they purchased, if only they knew. Then Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا. If only they remained with iman, وَاتَّقَوْا, and they stayed far from this knowledge, لَمَثُوبَةٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ خَيْرٍ. The reward they would have found by their Allah was much greater if only they understood. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. At one time it was called the knowledge of Harut and Marut. Then time went, it remained like a secret. Then they called it the hidden knowledge of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Hidden, so no one knew what it was. They would say it's not written anyway, it's passed from heart to heart. Then they called it the knowledge of the Talmud. They said, you all got the Torah, you all the normal Jew. We are the Ashkenazi Jew. We got a Talmud. No one knew what the Talmud is. They said, this is secret stuff. We won't say it to anyone. Then when the Spanish era of exploration started, then it took a new name. It was called Kabbalah. Then you had magicians, Kabbalists they were called. Kabbalah was understood as a dirty science, an evil science. Then we saw the era of Madonna and Michael Jackson and the Beatles. During that time, each one of them will say, I'm a Kabbalist. I'm Kabbalah. No one knew what it meant. We understood it's blood going down your face. We understood it's making sajda to the shayateen. Then came the era where they were able now to introduce Kabbalah to me and you. Years ago I read the first book of the introduction of Kabbalah to the normal man. Now all the dirt was taken out of Kabbalah. Now it would start with this, that many people regard Kabbalah as an evil science, black science, a devilish science. Kabbalah is nothing bad. Kabbalah produced the greatest engineers. They would write this in the forewords. It produced the greatest engineers, doctors, masters of every field, astronomers, painters. And then they would introduce Kabbalah, and with Kabbalah we will make you the greatest man who walked on earth. That would happen at one time. Now today in the schools, before they would say, join Freemasonry. Then came the time when they started telling a young child, become an Illuminati. A boy is, you know, getting top marks in school. Perhaps he will never tell his father that when Fred comes and says to him that you want to join the Freemasons. For him it's like a thrill. What's in Freemasonry? They say nothing bad. The only thing is we will make sure whatever you do in life you will find success. And they really take you up. I met the person personally who joined in one country Freemasonry years ago at the age of 19. He joined Freemasonry. He became one of the richest people of that country. Because for Freemasonry, for a Muslim to join, that shaitan's world. Non-Muslims, enough of them are in it. But for a Muslim to become a Freemason, friends would visit him on his desk, they would see the sign there, Freemason. They would feel shy to ask him, he was a master of the time. And thereafter his entire empire collapsed. I had a chance to meet this individual because I gave a bayan on Freemasonry. So he said to me, I reached where I reached. And then they wanted me to say certain words which I could not say it. Among those words was, I had to pledge now my allegiance, what we call Shaitan, Iblis, Lucifer. I had to say it. I had to pledge allegiance to Lucifer. At that stage, he said, before that there were those points where I knew what I'm doing is not right. But I still did it. But when the Lucifer word came, he said, I knew what Lucifer is. So I just wrote a letter to them that due to personal reasons, I have to retire, like resign, pull out from this. He says, they came to me and they told me, we will bring you down. He said, I never believed at Hatta high point they can bring me down. They brought me down. When I met that individual, I said to him, Mubarak to your Iman. At such a high spot, with family enjoying the riches of the world, very few people will in the ending say, I'll go back down. This man came down, he was a muezzin of that masjid. He said, I lost everything. At night I was thinking, what about those people who are not ready at that time? Freemasonry they introduced in schools. Today in our schools they introduce it. Then they started introducing Illuminati. Now they are introducing Kabbalah. And Kabbalah, not to non-Muslims, is being introduced to Muslims now. Muslims are being told, go to the shop and buy Kabbalah. With Kabbalah, your depression will go away. Allah Tabarakullah says, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا لَمَنِ اشْتَرَاهُ. The one who would buy it, let him understand very well, مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. You'll take away your depression in this world. You will lose your year after. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا. If only they could remain with Iman and stay away from it. In the era we are, if you're not getting a child, but you will get Jannah, rather go for Jannah. If you are not getting out of your depression, but you're going to get Jannah, go for your Jannah. We only got one life, sacrifice it for Allah. Kabbalah is nothing but Jewish magic on the highest level. It is the knowledge of Harut and Marut. It is the name of Almighty Allah. It is mixed with shaitani lies on top of it, dirt and filth. Thereafter it's put in front in a very pure system. Every word of it looks so good because they made the Kabbalah of today palatable for the Muslim tongue. The Christians fell to Kabbalah, the entire church collapsed. For them today to say from the church that homosexuality is okay, lesbianism is okay, it means nothing. Because even the Pope doesn't believe in Christianity. He also believes in the devil. They finished the Christians. Jews were Ashkenazi Jew from the beginning. The other Jews don't even know what's happening. They lost. Then there was the Hindu. The Hindu, they worship 1,000 devils. Every one is a devil itself. If there was one group in the world that was not falling for it, is me and you, the Muslim. Shaitan's target is my family and your family. It is me and you. If Kabbalah can be brought in our houses, it will make the Jinnah jump for joy. Today, unfortunately, you enter a Muslim house and you might get the heart attack of seeing the Kabbalah. And that man might have it right next to a Quran also. And you will ask him, why is this thing here? He'll say, nothing wrong with this knowledge. So this verse that I revealed to you, read to you, this is a unique verse, this. That the jinn finally said, we will not leave this knowledge for the Quran. Let the Quran go in the back, but this knowledge is strong. Today you will tell a person, leave this and hold this Quran. They will tell you, I cannot leave this. This took away my depression. This gave me a child. This gave my business coming up high. I had so many problems in life. This thing taught me how to love. This thing taught me how to respect. How come Quran couldn't teach that? Why it had to be the Kabbalah? Shaitani magic shows a very pure picture to the world. It will make this world paradise for you. But وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا لَمَنِ اشْتَرَاهُ. Let the person know who buys this. مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. He will lose his entire year after. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. If you know the beautiful beauty of the Arabic language, this لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ means that as though we say, alas, if only they understood. That's that meaning of لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. If only they understood. Why? Because when you will meet a Muslim today, especially a Muslim woman, and you will try and explain to her, leave the Kabbalah, when she's in it, she's not leaving it. She don't want to pull out of it. Allah tabarak ta'ala say, one person one day in a bayan, after a bayan, he told me that some of the things you say, I never heard in my life about. So I said to him, my usul principle is first impressions last. I am saying something to you which you never heard, so that the day you do hear of the Kabbalah, you will immediately say, hey, shaitani magic. If a boy is told before going to see one girl, that you know what, she looks pretty but her breath is not too good. First impressions last. As he sits down, he'll try and get closer to the mouth to smell, is it really true or not. It might not be so bad, but because one thought is there, suddenly he'll come back and say, mommy, her breath is not good. There's something called first impressions last. If Kabbalah is introduced to your children without them hearing beforehand, you see, me and you, we never drank liquor. Pork we never ate, because when we were small, we regarded these two things as filthy. So filthy, when we would walk past and see a beer bottle, we would just say like, astaghfirullah, and walk the other way. If a pig would come, he would say, la hawla wa la quwwa. Then a time came where parents stopped speaking to their children about how dirty liquor is. Today, after drugs, when that Muslim boy takes that liquor in his hand, it was because it wasn't drilled in his mind when he was young. This is the filthiest of filthy. In today's era, Kabbalah is the biggest poison for mine and your iman. Allah tabarak ta'ala save us all from that. That was the one I wanted to mention to you. It doesn't take the name Kabbalah first. It will start with a lot of funny things, which is not now. Once upon a time, we had herbal magic, herbal medicine. Herbal medicine was medicine in the world. In America itself, it was only herbal medicine. There was no Western medicine. When Western medicine came in, it destroyed this entire herbal medicine. Today, when you hear everyone is going back to herbal, why? They will say Western medication created cancer. Western medication got a lot of side effects. Herbal never have it. But when it was herbal, Western education pushed it out. At that time it was said, this is nothing but poison. But man took it. We enjoyed it. We suffered because of it. But at least it never broke our iman. Now they have left Western medication. They have gone into one further now. It is called to be able to cure yourself without medication. To enter into the mind, to go through the body. Body talk, when someone asks, is it permissible or not? The answer was, we don't know what that woman reads, that man reads, to enter into the body. But we know one thing, whoever you allow to enter into your body, while they are cleaning up blockages, they can also plant something also. If they plant one doubt of iman, that doubt will finish you till the end of your life also. You don't know what they're doing in your body. So don't allow anyone to go in. In today's time, that young child in school, before we call it the first few days of school, it was normal. The child would go, come home crying, mommy, I don't want to go to school tomorrow. Today we are hearing that young child is being told, your child is scared to go to school, no problem. There's one Kala, one very pious auntie, go to her, she will talk to your child. But she doesn't talk a normal talk, she talks into the mind of the child. She said, I'll take you back 5 years. The child is only 5 years. I'll take you back when you were small, a baby. One night your mother left you in the room alone. That's why you're scared today. Going back into the mind, into the past, removing fear. What a unique things they will do. When that mind opens up, that child becomes the baby of the jinn after that. Once the door opens, it doesn't close. Number two, that was this knowledge, Harut and Marut, which is spreading like wildfire amongst our people. The second is this fascination of fear of jinnat. As a young child, you must already understand that I'm not scared of the jinn. For some reason, when we were small, our parents would not tell us how bad shaitan is. It was only how scary shaitan is. So we would hear at night, the boogeyman will come. Boogeyman was shaitan. Don't go at night, he'll catch you. Shaitan is nothing scary at all. Up till today, he never caught anyone, lifted him up, threw him to the ground. He never tore anyone's arms, legs. Shaitan is not scary. The jinn are not scary. They bad. They are evil. They are filthy. They are dirty. And it is not this word shaitan, it is the word jinn. So in school we learned about fairies. There's no fairies. We heard about mermaids. There's no mermaids. These are all the jinn. What is this jinn? There's the two creations that are both going to be questioned by Allah. They were from the beginning, they will be till the end. There's nothing amazing about them, nothing fascinating about them. The jinn, Allah Tabarakatala made it wherever man comes, the jinn runs. He's scared of us. He worries about us. But he also wants to be admired. If he can make himself like a pretty fairy, or like a mermaid, in the past when sailors would go in the water, then the jinniya, she would sit on one rock and she would make herself like a mermaid. Then the sailors would all look at her from far, and one would start whistling, the other would say, look at her. And as they would come close, she would disappear. She enjoyed it. They liked to be admired. They liked to be feared. وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ رِجَالٌ مِّنَ الْإِنسِ يَعُوذُونَ بِرِجَالٍ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ. When the first jamaat of jinn who heard the Quran accepted iman, then they started giving their own kar guzari. They said, in the past it was man that made us bold. When man started saying, oh jinn, I seek your protection, we enjoyed this. So whenever people walked through the forest, they made more noise. As long as you press the button, oh I seek your protection, jinn, they would stop. At that era, ta'weezat came out. What was the ta'weez of that era, which is today's ta'weez? If a man got a headache, the jinn would say to the man they worked with, as long as you write in something, I seek the protection of the jinn. Then jinn number A would tell all the small jinns, this one is under my protection, no more headaches. All the jinn would leave him, as long as he wore the ta'weez asking the protection of A. In today's era, when people ask, is it permissible to wear a ta'weez or not? The first was, this is the greatest power. When Quran revelation started, it's when the jinn said, وَأَنَّا كُنَّا نَقْعُدُ مِنْهَا مَقَاعِدَ لِلسَّمْ. We used to go to the skies before. We used to sit there and listen to the talks. Quran started, the jinn were immediately brought to the ground. The jinn scattered out of the houses. It was this Quran that chased them away. No ta'weez ever chased them away. When people ask, is ta'weez permissible? The answer is, if the ta'weez is Quran, then you got no problem, but you don't have to wear it, read it. But if the ta'weez is a number, it's a unique shape, then the man writing it and you also don't know what it means. And there's a very big possibility it means I seek the protection of a jinn. Once A is asked protection, he will tell all the other B, C, D, just leave this guy. Go and trouble his sister. Suddenly the sister got a jinn. Immediately they'll say, that ta'weez works. Again someone is writing it. The man making ta'weez, he's becoming rich. He doesn't even know what he's writing. More and more people are under the protection of A. B, C, D and E, they got a top job. Visit every house, wherever you don't see ta'weez asking A protection, just give that one a headache. Hit him in the side of the stomach. Again they'll run. This man writes the ta'weez. He's under my protection. وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ رِجَالٌ مِّنَ الْإِنسِ. It was man that started seeking our protection. فَزَادُوهُمْ رَهَقًا. That increased us in boldness. Today's era, we're going back to an era where the jinn are entering the houses. How to break them? We are not scared of them at all. Up till today, they never hurt us. They can't hurt us. So if you in your house, or you came to the masjid, you are a young person or an old person, your child must be told, jinn is normal. Because they normal, they sometimes move the curtain, but they can't do anything else. They sometimes move the fans. You enter the masjid, one jamaat was in our town once upon a time. Early in the morning we reached Fajr, we found all of them outside. Because as they were sleeping at night, one person woke up, he said, hey, put off the fan. So his friend woke up to go put off the fan. They're wondering so late at night, who put on the fan? When he came to the fan switch, he saw, hey, the fan is off. But the fan was moving. Then he looked up and he saw one old jinn, he's moving the fan. Then the jinn came on the mimbar, he gave a khutbah. Khutbah means come for salah, everyone went out of the masjid. So when we reached Fajr time, the whole jamaat was istiqbal like. Everyone was white, everyone. That was an old masjid, they had an old jinn. If you ever land up, some people said, I was in one room, and I saw from the bathroom, the jug with the water came out like this. As the jug came out, one person said the jug was like thrown, threw it out, his sleep went out. These things happened in the past. People used Ayatul Kursi. A man reached what is called Musafir Khana. That time the Musafir Khanas was as you were walking, then there was a place built by the government. It wasn't looked after. Because it's not looked after for a long time, you get filthy jinn, you get big jinn. Someone told him, don't stay there. Many people stayed there, they lost their mind the next morning. He knew, he understood already. That night he said he waited for it when he heard that sound, but he said when he saw it, no matter how prepared he was for it, it was like a dragon that came, there was fire coming from its nostrils. They can come in any surat. He immediately said, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. He said, as it was running, it just stopped. He said, continued reading. Ayatul Kursi, me and you both know it. The greatest ta'weez. He said, when I reached the verse, وَلَا يَؤُدُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا, looking after the heavens and the earth has not made Allah tired. Read this verse, think of that meaning. Looking after the heavens and the earth did not make Allah tired. How come only Allah becomes tired looking after me? That I have to go get something else. He said, when I read this, وَلَا يَؤُدُهُ, I saw the thing saying like, ah. So I repeated it a second time, وَلَا يَؤُدُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا. He said, I read this 7 times, and it melted in front of me. And I heard in that same room, one jinn speaking to another jinn, that today this person has destroyed a very mighty one. And the other asked how he destroyed it. He said, on that verse, وَلَا يَؤُدُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا. One verse of Quran will break the mightiest of jinn. How come our Quran is not kicking all of them out? Every house we are meeting, every person we are meeting, says too much of black magic, too much of jadu, too much of jinn. Where is Quran then? One verse could kick the jinn out of a musafir khana which no one stays in. My Quran can't get it out of my house. وَلَا يَؤُدُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا. Enter your house with Bismillah. Rasulullah ﷺ said, one jinn says to the other, we can't enter here. The name of Allah was taken. Don't enter with Bismillah. Enter because you're so busy with your phone sending one message. As soon as you entered, one jinn says to the other, tonight we found a night to sleep in. That Bismillah is not meant to be on the door there. It's meant to be read. Enter with Bismillah, there won't be a jinn. That night you and your wife will not have to fight. But when the jinn enters, a lot of other things enters. Suddenly you want to go and watch porn. She wants to go and send a message to someone. We brought the jinn in. Bring Quran back and take them out. We are not scared of them. If you ever see in your house, as I said in many bayans, a lot of people were very happy about it because of ESCOM. I said, if ever you see that fan moving one way, then you look at your switch, you see your switch is off, you understand the jinn is moving, then speak to the jinn. Tell the jinn, if you carry on doing this in my house, I'll save so much electricity. So much I'll save. You think then the jinn is going to stay? We have to talk to it, it's normal this. One woman, she complained, she had a miscarriage, that's when they hit the mind. Understand this. This jinn is very scared of us. But when the mind becomes weak, the jinn immediately are able to hit. To be able to make this mind weak, they had to get something so entertaining that that person can't pull his eye away. So the phone came out, the game came out. More than that game, what today boys are playing, whatever, Fort Knox or some Fortnite. And that's just the beginning, it gets even worse. You will meet that boy, Fortnite is playing. His night starts at 11. And he will end just before Fajr. He will see the time of Tahajjud more than anybody else, but at that time he will not take Allah's name. Just before Fajr, he will suddenly get tired. As he plays that game, where he's meeting with the whole world, he's in a war. He can't come out of that game. Someone screams to him, you won't even hear them talking. It just be, He's just buying a gun, then he's buying a house, whatever he's buying. As he goes deeper, this becomes weaker. As he goes deeper, it becomes weaker. Every night as he deprives himself of sleep, That same boy then, his father doesn't know what's happening. But he sends him school in the next day because school is important. His class after Fajr, they tell Mawlana, he got a fever now. But he will go school. The teacher will complain in the school, he's like dead. He's just head down. But the teacher can't say much because the teacher is getting paid high salary. So the teacher will just teach. That boy doesn't know what the teacher is saying. As he goes home, he will drink some coffee, but he has to start playing again. As this mind becomes weaker, then the jinn say, now is the time hit. Women who have miscarriage, they go in such a depressive mood, that's when they get hit. So this girl complains in her house when she's walking. Every time the curtain behind her moves, then she turns around to see who's there, and it's like nothing. Then she moves, she says, I can feel someone's presence. So her husband came to me. So I said to the husband, tell your wife, make sure the windows are closed. Because she must first make sure that if this is South Africa, not another country. Sometimes somebody else could be in the house. But if it's not a robber, then it's a jinn. The jinn can't hurt you. It can only move curtains, that's all. So the next time she must turn around, then she must grab that curtain, and then she must scream at it, and she must say, get out of my house, and then she must start reading Quran. Not like scared. Say, Allah, la ilaha. That's not going to work. You will scream at that thing. If you ever walked with those people who go in the Kruger Park, and they say to you, if even the lion comes out, don't show fear. Just stand. And they do it. That lion moves, they move also. They say no one goes back. As soon as you go back, the lion will attack. You just look at the thing and you go front. Your eye has to make the thing say, I'm in charge, not you. Even that lion in the ending turns around and walks away. Me and you, we're not asked to do, because lions sometimes, they don't know this law. So sometimes they will attack. But the jinn, they don't attack. They have never attacked. Up till now, we all living, no one's limbs were pulled out. How come today, everyone, my stomach, jinn, my leg, jinn, my head, jinn, everything jinn, because the jinn was happy to enter, and we got nothing to make it scared to come out again. Start using Quran in a very, very strong manner. One is, we're not scared of the jinn. But unfortunately, today the opposite happened. We started becoming amazed with the jinn. And I feel that that brought more jinn in the house than anything. Amazed with the jinn. For the young child it is, as he's playing this internet. And the father, because the father is so busy in his own world, he bought, it was cheap on the market, unlimited access, what is called like open, uncapped. Uncapped Wi-Fi means that at night when you fast asleep, your child is not fast asleep. That child who's young, he starts seeing on that screen, you think he's seeing the game he's playing. As he's playing an online game, we have heard it from too many quarters. We are convinced it's happening. In the beginning, perhaps when we said it, some people said, no, we can't. Who created this internet? Go and see on the internet itself, where was it made? Sometimes you will see the word CERN, C-E-R-N. Go into the details of CERN. You will find it somewhere underground. You will find at the place where it is underground, on the surface in that country, there's a huge statue of a devil. You will read about certain times in history, in recent history, where a girl was caught on camera. She came in front of the devil, late at night, 12 o'clock at night. She bent down in sajda. People came around her in cloaks. And as she was there, they started stabbing her. That girl came from another country to sacrifice herself to her master. That's on the surface of CERN. Underground that day is where this internet is being made. When we said this, that this is not a pure thing. Or it wasn't just made with one Pakistani or one Indian or one Chinese. One night he had a dream. He said, hey, I got something. Wow. This was made with the help of the jinn. We will use it, but don't let them pull you in. That child, when he's watching the internet, a lot of times he will be able to see what me and you will not see. When those jinn understand there's no one around, it will introduce itself to him. It will come like an alien, like something from Mars. It will come like one small doll. It will say, how are you? So at one time when I was in one country, one person showed me this article. One young girl in America, perhaps she's 11 years old. Her mother, I think the school phoned the mother to say, your child never came. The mother said, my child's not at home. So the mother got scared, the school got scared, they started searching the roads. Then in the school they started searching. Then they entered into the bathroom. She was there in the bathroom. But in the bathroom she was with a dagger. It just happened that because of the phone calls, they reached the bathroom before break time. What was supposed to happen that day, break time, as the younger children were supposed to enter the toilet, she had already vowed to the devil that she will sacrifice on that day 11 young children. She was going to stab 11. Only the news won't take it out loud, because where they say an American terrorist. So the FBI and that went to her house to find out why was she ready to kill younger children. They found those letters there. Then when they spoke to her, she said that he said he won't be my friend if I don't do it. So they asked her, who's he? And she said that he meets me on the computer. He meets me on the computer. So then immediately wrapped up, like her mind is playing games. Who meets you on the computer? Our children today, if you have this uncapped Wi-Fi, at night 2 and 3 o'clock as they're playing, that young child suddenly meets a friend. And that friend will take him on levels. It can go to something called blue whale or whatever it is. It can make him commit suicide. She can commit suicide. It can make them kill others also. It can make them Satanists, but they won't tell you. Fascination with the jinn will happen if your child does not understand. كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. My son knows shaitan. He knows the word shaitan means the devil, bad. The word jinn he doesn't know. Jinn means what? Alien. Jinn means fairy. Jinn means mermaid. Jinn means anything that looks different from a normal man. Oh my child, when you see it, no matter how big the smile is, كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ. Almighty Allah spoke of Shaitan, the biggest devil. Almighty Allah said he was a jinn. That is why his nature was evil. From the beginning he was evil. No matter how smart the smile is on that computer, it's a jinn. It will smile just to pull you front. Why the parent can tell the child, if someone smiles at you in the shop and he gives you a sweet, run for your life. That same parent must tell his child, if you see something hideous, something different, something ugly, something unique, run for your life. But the parent doesn't tell, the child sees it. That thing says, don't tell anyone, otherwise I'll never come back. And suddenly a game starts. Amazement with the jinn. Allah save all our children. Our amazement with the jinn. Suddenly I got a headache. My leg is paining. My back is paining. So and so to a person told me, that one day he's very powerful. He takes out all the jinnat. At his hands, 5 million jinn already accepted Islam. Suddenly I'm there. When I come there, I'll find Porsches outside, Lamborghinis outside, all the rich people are there. This man is making money. One person rich, he was Mufti jinn. He came to Azadwal years ago, Mufti jinn. So many went to him, Mufti jinn. Hazrat Mawlana Rumi Sahab from the beginning wasn't too much for this jinn. At one time I wasn't too also, like, I felt that Hazrat Maulana is overdoing it. There is jinn. And you need an amil. And you need the raqi. You need someone to blow on you. But as I saw, now I understand why Hazrat Maulana has always been so hard. Whoever goes into this field of taking out jinn. There are today so many jinn doctors, jinn masters, jinn captures, jinn pilots, jinn, everything, raqis, amils, every house you go, that man himself is a master. On his hands, 5 million also accepted Islam. There'll be no non-Muslim jinn in the world. So that Mufti jinn, he came finally to the office, he told Hazrat Maulana, I need you to write for me from the madrasa side, because I need to get my visa for England. Hazrat Maulana said, every day you teaching Bukhari Sharif in Bangladesh. You fly to Bangladesh with your jinn, you teach Bukhari there and you come back South Africa. And you can't enter England, you need my visa, like. This is the jinn story. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib at that time told perhaps the same person or somebody else, Afghanistan war is taking place. couple of your thousands who accepted Islam, send them for the war. We'll win the wars. It's not that they don't accept Islam. But listen to this verse. كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ. Understand the beauty of the Arabic language in this. In this, Allah Tawarukullah is speaking of what we call Iblis. Speaking of what we call the biggest devil. Speaking about Shaitan. We all know once upon a time he worshipped Allah. He made sajda everywhere. He was unique. He was the best of the rest. Other jinn were destroyed. He wasn't destroyed. The angels were amazed by him. They called him Ta'usul Malaika. They started asking him, teach us. Now you want to describe someone. You want to say he's evil. He's bad. He's terrible. He's a hypocrite. Don't trust him. Any word could have been used. Almighty Allah only used one word. Kana min al-jinn. That remember he was a jinn. That remember he was a jinn means understand the nature of the jinn. Even if that jinn who says I work for a certain amil, even if that jinn, that amil understand in his life he has never missed tahajjud. How can this jinn lie? How can this jinn be evil? Then he must read this verse, kana min al-jinn. فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ. Iblis was a jinn. When Almighty Allah told him, make sajda in front of Allah, he said, get lost. I won't. That description he was a jinn must make you understand. We have become so amazed with the jinn today that the patient goes to the amil. As soon as he enters the amil's office, before Quran was revealed, the jinn would sit by the skies and they would pull little, but they would hear the angels talking. Quran started. They weren't allowed to go there. Today they pull from the earth. How we have WhatsApp. They got their own WhatsApp groups. So in my house, me and my wife are fighting. One, two, jinn have to be there. They move around in every house. Otherwise by the window, they're listening. They know me and my wife are fighting. Suddenly they get the message that today this apa is going to so-and-so amin. This jinn sends a WhatsApp to that jinn. That jinn, that so-and-so patient is coming. Or that jinn already checks up in the cards who's coming today. He asks his jinn, you know anything of this person? They got their own WhatsApp. Why they do it? They like to be appreciated. They like amazement. If they can't get it directly, they like it indirectly. Suddenly they tell the amil that this one fights with his wife. Finished. They pull from the earth. In the books of tafsir, they write, they pull from the earth. When you pull from the earth, you might get everything right. But there'll still be one, two lies. The jinn don't lie in the beginning. They speak too much of the truth. That's the problem with them. They speak so much truth, 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 that as soon as you start believing them, then they lie. That man entered. The amil said to him, your problem is, you shout your wife too much. One sentence and that man will become a murid after that. That this man understands the hidden, he understands the ghaib, you don't need, you got jinn. Don't be amazed by the jinn. Today the patient is amazed by the jinn. Worse than that, the amil, the raqi, he is more amazed by the jinn. The jinn supposed to be working for him, he started working for the jinn. Don't be amazed by the jinn. When you see heavy dreams, snakes in your dreams, then someone will say, you got snakes in your dreams, you got jinn. We say, you got snakes in your dreams. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, takhweef mina shaitan. Shaitan wants to make you scared. He said, just turn the other side, finished. That's all he can do. He said, if he's not still troubling you, then just turn towards the left, because the jinn normally comes from the left. Then do a small like, tuh. Tuh means like a dog, get lost. Obviously, you're not going to spit. Because your wife is on your left hand side. You will just go, tuh. But what that tuh means? Get lost. And finally Allah's Nabi said, if you're still so scared, go on the musalla. Read two rakats. And then say, oh Allah, none can harm but you. None can give benefit but you. Meaning the jinn can make me scared in my dream. In my dream I saw an accident. The jinn can't cause the accident when I'm awake. But we're so scared. As soon as you become scared by your dream, get ready for another scary dream. Learn to make the jinn tired of you, irritated with you, angry with you. Play a game with them. Laugh at them. Ignore them. Then they'll go and trouble somebody else. Make them scared. We are not amazed by the jinn. Today, ruqya, which is a very good thing and it started off very good. But as I told you, now every house became a patient. And every house became a jinn workhouse. The jinn are enjoying it more now. That everyone is making the jinn talk, bringing the jinn in. That man's face is moving this way, that way. Suddenly the jinn are talking. They're enjoying the game. Push them out of the thing. Let us go back to Quran. No word of ruqya, although it's an Arabic word. But why can't we say tilawat? Hold Quran, read Quran, intend with Quran. Before reading Quran, make intention. Az-zamzam lima shuribala. Zamzam will do whatever you intend it to do. Quran is the same. Some people read Quran only for hifz. Allah makes them a hafiz. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرَنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ Almighty Allah says, some people read Quran to get a message. Even if they don't know the meaning, they'll get the message. Make an intention for hidayah. The way you do it is on your first page of Quran. You write few intentions. And that intention which you write, as you will read Quran, everything will get done. Write here, for my and my family's guidance, for my and my family's protection from every shaitan and jinn. And this Quran will be your greatest ta'weez, your greatest ruqya, your greatest protection. The more you will read it, the more you will smile, the more it will talk to your body, it will talk to your soul. Allah tabarak ta'ala protect me and you. Number one, the knowledge of Harut and Marut is pure. It was the name of Allah. It is mixed with a lot of shaitan. But even when it was pure Almighty Allah at that time, through the angels, they told people, with the name of Allah, you're going to make kufr. In today's time, it's not only the name of Allah. Kabbalah is not a pure science. It's the faultiest of faulty. Whoever will enter into it is pulled into kufr. And only when you will realize, it'll be too late at that time. You can't pull out. Kabbalah, Allah save us all. Number two, we're not scared of the jinn. They are scared of us. Show them that we are bold, we are brave, they will run. And we are not amazed by the jinn. They are faulty, they are evil. Even the best of them, he became Iblis. The best became Iblis. So there's no better than that there. Every one of them, no matter how pious he is, because he's a jinn, I can't trust him. I can't believe him. I mustn't spend too much time with him. He got his own world. I got a lot of things to do with my world. The more I'm going to play around with him, the more he's going to mess up our lives. Allah tabarak ta'ala grant us all understanding. Wa akhiru wa da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.